Item number one is from the Milwaukee Public Museum. Informational reports for the 2010 fiscal year end and the first half of 2011. This also went to the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment, and they took no action on this informational report.
Thank you. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Good morning. Well, thank you. On behalf of the Milwaukee Public Museum, I'd first of all like to thank Milwaukee County for their continued support. Your support allows us to fulfill our mission to educate, explore, discover, and preserve the world and its people. And I also hope that this year we all draw the Green Bay Packers. So I think that's pretty cool. As we review the past 6 months, we can report that our attendance is up approximately 18%. This is a direct result of having two special exhibits, Frogs, A Chorus of Colors, and Mummies of the World. At the same time that we are pleased with the increase in attendance, we are behind our own attendance goals for this year. If we look at our financial performance, we are very pleased with the improvement in our balance sheet. This is a direct result of improvement in our endowment, which now stands at $7.6 million as of February 28, 2011, and the restructure of our bank debt. If I may refer you to page 13 of the documents from the Finance and Audit Committee, and I can refer you to the bottom of the page, the line that says total liabilities, and directly above that is the line that says notes payable. You can see there that we've been able to reduce the debt of the Milwaukee Public Museum. Our long-term debt stood at 14.738 compared to 16.217 at the same time, at the fiscal year end. And we are having an improvement of $10.8 million in our debt position. This is a direct result of working with our financial partners on a settlement agreement on our $16.3 million bullet loan. I would like also to mention at the same time that we are so pleased to report the reduction in our debt, it has improved our balance sheet, but it has not improved our cash flow. We are now amortizing the remaining debt of $5 million. The cost to amortize that debt is approximately the same cost of only paying interest on the debt that we previously had. So we were not making principal payments on the debt. In addition, we are still challenged with the $8.1 million in unfunded accrued post-retiree benefits. We still have to retire our remaining debt, and we have a number of projects that need to be undertaken at the museum. If I could, Chairman, just briefly reference the resolution.
Yes.
The resolution, we have pledged the assets of MPM Inc. as we have done with previous borrowing. This loan has no impact on the county building or the collection which the county holds in trust for the community. It only pertains to the assets of MPM Inc. I would relate it to a landlord that has a printer as a client and the printer financed a printing press. The bank would want the acknowledgement from the landlord that if the printer defaulted, they could go in and have access to their collateral, which is the printing press. And that's the same process that the banks are asking for in that resolution. Again, we are very pleased with the support that we've been able to have from the community on the museum and the support of Milwaukee County. Thank you.
Are there any questions of the committee? Supervisor Jersey.
I'm wondering if our prior debt also collateralized our holdings. Is this new or?
No, it would be the exact same collateral that the previous banks had.
And the other question I have is, I'm happy to hear that your attendance is up. Do you track where your visitors come
from? Yes.
And do you know the percentage of folks
yes.
that are from outside Milwaukee County?
Yes.
What is that?
So approximately 42% of our guests are from Milwaukee County. 62% are from southeastern Wisconsin. 80-some percent, low 80s, are from the state of Wisconsin. The balance, we have a very strong pull to northern Illinois. I put that in the 6 to 9% area. And the rest are really visitors coming to town from all over the country who would like to attend the museum.
And I'm glad they are visiting your museum, as I'm sure you are, but you need to, I have been stressing this with our cultural assets. More and more of the poorest county in the state continues to provide the assets, the backup, the contributions that folks who don't share in that cost enjoy. And this is, you're not unusual. All of the cultural institutions do that. And I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't continue to market to those outside Milwaukee County. You should. But we need to find a way to make this more equitable, especially since the budget that's coming to us this year is set up for us to fail. We will not have the ability to go to property taxes to continue to subsidize people like the Milwaukee Public Museum. So I'm just trying to get the word out to folks that this is down the road. I want to thank you. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm very pleased that you've been able to get the banks to work with you. It's good news for you, and I don't want to take the wind out of your sails.
Thank you.
But I also have to be realistic, and your indication that 60% of the visitors or more to Milwaukee Public Museum are from outside this county, when the poorest county in the state is subsidizing that, is inequitable. And I just keep saying that over and over and over again because the word has to get out. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, can you read item number 2 of the record?